of Winter Vista. It's a bonus episode. I'm Theo. I find myself on a strange quest. Yes, having come into the possession of a strange and malevolent ring, we've now come to understand that it is indeed the One Ring forged by Dark Lord Sauron in the Fire of Orodruin. Here it is, in the safe haven of Rivendell, that we gather, we, the members of this strange fellowship. And we all pretty much want the ring, by the way. Kind of looking at it and licking our lips. Here with me also is a French dwarf with a strange obsession with making sure that this ring makes you completely invisible, even in private places. It's Andrew.
I think the ring should make all of your clothes disappear. And anything else it is touching.
Can you still smell with the ring on?
What if I was perfectly naked and nobody in the room knew? Oh, that would be righteous? That would be how you say good? Not sexy, just normal good.
Kind of got a bit of a Nico.
Becoming a little German.
And also here with us in this fellowship is seemingly the only member not tempted by the ring's power, because she's already the most powerful being in the universe. That's right. A breastfeeding mother.
Oh, it's... God. I was going to let Sauron go, but I'm not going to anymore.
Go on, then. Have a crack. It's so brave of you, by the way. I don't mind, but the elves are a bit weird. I think they might be Catholic.
Okay. All right. So I'm breastfeeding. And that's why I'm not at all tempted by the ring.
Yes, because you're already so powerful.
So powerful. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like Jacinda Ardern.
The elves are commenting among themselves about the imperfections of your breasts, but you're not letting it bother you.
I'm not bothered because it's completely natural.
So it's actually natural. Totally.
I'm kind of connected with Gaia right now.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you mean Eru, but that's fine. Or maybe Aya. I don't fucking know. You never see anyone breastfeed in those stories, by the way.
Yeah,
kind
I guess
of a
you
weird
don't.
Omission.
But surely they would be, right?
Surely they would be. You're telling me there's all these people. I mean, maybe not the elves, because they have a baby like once every 400 years or something. But, I mean, the hobbits.
Oh, yeah. They'd be flopping those things.
They'd be like, yeah.
They don't have any weird
like
cultural.
Like piglets at the trough.
Pardon, moi, mademoiselle. Don't put the ring on just yet.
What if the ring made you old?
Yeah. Oh.
What if there was a movie about a ring that made you old?
A ring that made you old. When you
it's actually the opposite.
Yeah.
What if you put the ring on and it like helps, you know, it makes you invisible for a bit. You can get out of the jam you're in. But
it
makes
you made you bad grandpa.
Yeah, it makes you appear, let's say, 5 to 10 years older every time you use it.
Yeah, take the ring off, you can no longer do updates on your phone.
Yep. But throughout your journey, you're like, oh, got to use it again. Do I want to look 65? Yes. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And bear in mind, once the journey is done and everything, you're just going to continue on looking how old you've let the ring age you to by that point. You have to just continue on with your life and you will continue aging more. So if you used it enough that you look, say, 85 by the time you've thrown it in, but you were, say, 28 Middle Earth years old, you've still got a lot of living to do and you're going to eventually appear to be like 150.
Yeah.
People will not like it.
They're like forcing you on those boats westward. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm 29. I don't need to go sail into eternity yet.
Please. Oh, he thinks he's still 29.
Yeah. The ring. What a horrible draw it must have on your body.
Yes.
Do you think I was segueing? I was just, getting serious with you.
Like you're going somewhere.
We all constantly assume that each other are segueing. Now, if you took that sentence totally out of context, you'd sound insane. It's time for Insanely Speaking. We could do a fun theme for this segment.
I don't know if we
I didn't know where to put it.
This comes to us from 12 News. An Arizona couple spent thousands on an exclusive Disney Club membership and sued when they were banned. Also, they lost the lawsuit.
I know people have probably heard this, but it's really funny.
It does tickle me. If only because, you know, I'm not like super well versed in Disney brain.
No, this one really threw me. Like, I'm pretty deep in the TikToks and stuff. This is a new one for me.
Yeah, there's all the people who have like the memberships that let you go as many times as you can manage in a year, and I assume they live in Los Angeles.
People that live there.
Live in California.
Their whole life savings on Disney, basically.
People who go to Disney without their kids. They leave their kids at home and go to Disney by themselves. And they're like, it's cooler this way. I can be drunk at Disney. To which I say...
That is cooler.
You can be drunk at Disney. Just don't let your kids know, you know?
Yeah.
They don't know what's going on. They're drunk. They're not like big on social cues.
But even then, you know, even then you're kind of picturing somebody who's paying for the memberships and they're paying for the overpriced drinks and, you know, they're buying their food in there. They're getting another set of Mickey Mouse ear headband things every time they're in there. It's going to be a decent amount of money. But I will say that I think the headline here, an Arizona couple spent thousands, is kind of underselling it.
Yeah, like you just hear the figures throughout this article. They just get bigger and bigger.
$2,500 by the time we're done.
When somebody says thousands, I think, wow, more than 1,000.
More than two?
Yeah. More than 2,000.
More than one?
A Gilbert couple spent $400,000 suing Disney after being banned from an exclusive club at the park called Club 33. Has any of us figured out why it's called Club 33? Is it going to be like Disney was founded in 1933?
Has to be, right?
Oh, right, probably. I think that sounds right.
Or if you turn the logo on its side, it looks like Mickey and Minnie.
Oh.
Maybe Mickey's hitting it from the back and you're looking from behind.
33 plus club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the entrance of the club was formerly located next to the Blue Bayou restaurant at 33 Royal Street.
Oh, that's really boring. Okay. That wasn't any of those. I think it's Mickey and Minnie going ass to ass.
Yep. It's almost definitely it. The park claimed the husband was drunk in public, but he claimed he was having a medical episode. Yes, the medical episode was that I was intoxicated.
I had too much to drink.
I am medically drunk, sir. The couple sued and recently lost the case. Quote, "My wife has loved Disney her whole life," said Scott Anderson of Gilbert.
Americans love to be from a place called Gilbert.
Yeah, I'm from Gilbert.
I'm from Gilbert.
Are you heading back to Gilbert for the weekend?
Yeah, Gilbert born and bred.
Wow, I'm Gilbert-pilled at the moment. Yeah. I'm really loving this little town called Gilbert. Quote, as any avid Disney person...
Really kind of trying to make a universal thing there.
Yeah, you know how we're all avid Disney people.
Yeah, you know how we all understand. Just sort of like...
grand.
Being like big into Disney, a thing for children. Children.
As any avid Disney person, that would be your dream, would be to be a member of Club 33, his wife, Diana Anderson, said. After saving up for 20 years and being on a wait list for a decade, the Andersons got an invitation to join Disney's exclusive Club 33 in 2012.
Is it a sex club? Like, what is so good about this club?
What could it possibly be? Is it another one of these, like, the only virtue is the exclusivity things?
I feel like it. I tried to read about this. I didn't really get a good answer on it. If you're in Club Disney, 33, like, please write in.
With, like, Goofy and stuff,
yeah,
right?
With, like, Goofy. With Goofy.
The children's cartoon characters.
The children's cartoon characters. Like, with,
well, if you have to
Goofy
wait for decades,
Donald,
you'll be too old to enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a VIP lounge in Disney.
Okay. So VIP two of the worst concept
lounge,
mashed together.
Basically.
Horrific.
Like, I'm looking at pictures of it and it's just...
It's just kind of a special room. Yeah.
It's got so like a,
I
don't,
it
looks
like
a...
sex parties in there at least to get something out of it.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, but also some interests are just stupid.
Mine are normal, and this one's stupid.
Okay, I bought a PS5 today after like a year and a half of going like, maybe I'll buy a PS5, and that cost more money than I should have spent. And
it feels like,
you know,
a lot of money when you're paying for it.
Feels like a lot of money. And for something that I'll be able to like go to the other end of my house and use, right? And just like have a normal amount of enjoyment out of it.
Mm.
But this is like a VIP room where you don't even get sucked on, or
it's not even in your house.
Oh yeah.
And Andrew, how much was the membership?
Well, so they saved up. They were on the wait list for a decade. They got the invitation, and then, quote, it's like four times as much money as we thought it was going to be. And it was like, okay, great. But, you know, this is our world at this point, Scott Anderson says.
What a sad
checking to see if his wife is in earshot,
life.
You know. It was pricey.
Go
$10,000 back when we first joined, Scott Anderson said. Today,
per person?
Today, that membership is $32,000.
That's like a salary in the USA. That's a salary.
This feels criminal.
Yeah.
Like you have.
This feels illegal.
We're just like, hey.
Can they
what
fucking
if we,
do that?
Can we do this? What if we made like a club that only a few people can be part of? So we just made it like really expensive. So only like the biggest morons would get it. Just like the saddest.
I guess the victims of this are like, it's a good scam for Disney.
Rich dickheads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
let's keep them on the hook for like 15 years too, by the way.
Wow. This is from the Wikipedia article. Membership in the club is limited. In 2007, the wait list became so long that the club closed the wait list for 5 years. Before reopening it in 2012.
Oh, people are desperate for this.
That same year, so this is back in 2012, the reported cost of a membership was a $50,000 initiation fee and $15,000 annually for individuals. And that
There's
is now...
no way they're not doing like Epstein Island stuff, right? Like, you're not paying that much money for like a special Mickey lounge.
I mean,
I reckon they get in there and there's like Minnie Mouse and
like
she's
a,
like serves
Minnie
you
Mouse waffle
and she brings you like a drink or something.
Do you think, Lucy, that maybe what happens is that you pay all this money and you get in there and you're doing your eyes wide shut shit, and then at some point, if you go too far, security drags you out and into like Main Street and they say, oh, this guy had three martinis.
This guy was drunk. Yeah, that's 100% what I think's happened.
While they zip up a body bag with a dead stripper in it upstairs.
Yeah, 100%.
It's very possible.
There's too much money going in and out of this place.
So, yeah, 12 years ago, It was a $50,000 initiation fee and $15,000 annually.
My word.
And he's saying that the membership is now $32,000 a year for individuals.
Presumably each, yeah.
Adding credence to Lucy's theory, filming is not allowed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, all right.
Uh-huh. But well worth it in their eyes. Quote, "We had just tons of amazing experiences," Scott Anderson said. "We had dinner inside the Haunted Mansion."
So you paid what? $10,000 to have dinner in like a ride? Like
it's
a
not ride even haunted.
It's not actually haunted.
You're having dinner on the Scooby-Doo ride?
Those are special
the
effects,
movie
brother.
With like Eddie Murphy who's in the Haunted Mansion. It's not even a Scooby-Doo spooky coaster.
Before anybody writes in, we know that Scooby-Doo is on Warner Brothers property, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
We're actually rebelling against the monopolistic tendencies of the Disney Corporation.
Yes.
By kind of deliberately merging those ideas together, troubling yeah. you, the listener, and troubling the people from Disney who are no doubt listening right now.
I would pay for the Scooby-Doo spooky coaster membership.
Australia can't afford Prime Disney kind of licenses, so we get Warner Brothers instead.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can go on the Lethal Weapon ride.
You can go on the Wild Wild West ride that plays clips yes. from Wild Wild West, a film that we had to explain to my stepson. He's like, "What's that?" And I was like, "It's a movie that wasn't very popular at the time.
It sucked, but it has
and has
some
no lasting
unexplainable
legacy."
Let me explain a few things to you about the wiki Wild Wild West.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wild
First
Wild
of all,
West,
Jim West,
Desperado, yep. Rough Rider.
You don't want nada.
Oh, and of course, the legend goes that Will Smith so wanted to work on Wild Wild West that he passed on the lead in The Matrix.
Really?
Yes.
That's crazy. That's a fun fact.
That's crazy, man.
I'm sure it sucked. I'm sure if somebody drilled... Well, I've seen him talk about it since, and he's like, "Oh, obviously... You know, you don't want to miss out on being in The Matrix, but also if I was in it, it would have been different, you know?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been.
It wouldn't have gone down like that.
Different song on the soundtrack, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been a Matrix song.
Will Smith's The Matrix song.
Will Smith's Matrix song.
Something we all missed out on.
Imagine that over the credits.
Will Smith arse out having side sex with
Trinity
mm-hmm. in Reloaded.
Absolutely.
Yep.
100%.
Now we just need AI to do that.
Yes. This Club 33 quickly became a place where they took family, friends, and employees. The couple was spending nearly $125,000 a year on Disney fun.
On what?
On Disney fun.
On Disney fun.
On Disney fun.
Are you
Mickey Mouse waffles?
Are you going to Disney like 20 times a year from London?
So this is a thing I was wondering. If you're in Club 33, like, is that it? You're paying, that's the amount of money that you have to pay. But it turns out, no, you're just getting started.
Yep.
Where'd all that money come from?
You're paying your crazy fee. You're now paying... 32,000. Well, if it's per individual, so yeah, $64,000 yeah. of it is just their memberships to Club 33. Then you got those damn drink prices in the resorts, you know?
Yeah.
I'd hope they're free, right?
You would hope that dinner and drinks were free at a place you were paying $32,000 a year for a
yeah,
membership to.
Like a all expenses sort of.
Like a resort type.
Resort,
thing.
Right?
But you would also hope that paying $32,000 a year for anything also just meant that you could wander around Disney every fucking day if you wanted to and just get drinks and food,
you
get pretzels.
You should be allowed to be as drunk as you want, right?
Yeah.
But these are... They can't stop there, right? Because these are their whales.
Now, I need to clarify something for our American listeners, which is... Australia does not have country club culture.
No.
Yeah.
We've got gated communities, you know, we've got golf courses.
We've got golf clubs.
We've got male members only, like old boys clubs and shit. But we don't have...
They're pretty rare.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're not common things, and unless I've been missing something for my many, many years in this country, we don't have this thing of like country clubs where you pay initiation fees to be members, where you pay yearly exorbitant fees to be a member, where it's part of your social standing to be a member of the club.
Yeah, because that's insane.
To us, we're just like on the outside. It kind of sounds stupid as shit.
Yeah.
And also...
Yeah, it kind of sounds fucking stupid as hell.
Like you're, like you're kind racist. Of just being like
racist
gouged.
Racist at its base somehow, you know?
Almost definitely.
or it just works out that way.
Yeah, I'm picturing like a big Southern plantation style building when I picture a country club, to be honest.
So
I guess the reason I bring this up is because we don't have the cultural context to know whether or not, for example, paying your exorbitant initiation fees and membership fees to a country club also pays for all your drinks and dinners for the year. You know? If it's like...
Yeah,
if
everybody at the country club...
Yeah, if everybody at the country club is paying like five figures a year to be a member, you'd think that that would fund all the steak and lobster for the year, you know? But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm almost definitely wrong. I'm sure people are paying out the ass for stuff there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, all of this fun, all the fun of spending $125,000 a year at Disney came to an end in 2017 when Disney revoked their membership from the private club, not even from Disney, just from fucking Club 33.
Yeah, and it's so funny that they can do that too after they've paid all that money, which, I mean, it gets
yeah,
to the
really
heart
funny
of a lawsuit,
because it's so secretive that it's like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, also, they have a waiting list of like 6 million people. So
yeah.
Yeah, they just replaced you. Scott's out. Someone else is in.
$50,000. Thank you.
Oh, that one's non-refundable, Scotty. Yeah. And this came after an allegation that Scott Anderson, Mr. Anderson, was drunk in public. Quote, "I had two beers and a half a glass of wine," Scott Anderson said. Number one, that's exactly the kind of lie I would tell after getting
in
trouble for being drunk.
That's 100%. That's the exact amount of alcohol you say you've had.
He's revised that figure down completely.
He definitely like, you know, how to think about whether or not, like, he was like, I didn't get breathalyzed, you know, I didn't get tested or anything. So I figure I can say the amount of alcohol that maybe a regular person might think, oh, that'd maybe make me a bit tipsy, but I wouldn't be super drunk, you know?
He's American, though, so two beers, glass of wine, it's off the charts.
Going to hit him like a truck.
Yeah.
A security guard reportedly testified in court that they found him near the entrance of California Adventure displaying signs of what they took to be intoxication, and the club swiftly ousted them. Held him up by the collar and the back of the shorts. Wham! Straight out of the
door. You're out of here,
buddy. Straight out.
However, according to Scott, unreliable character in my opinion, no sane, sensible man is spending this much at Disney. Mm-mm. Okay? I can't trust you, Scott.
Yeah, it's sort of like a self-selecting audience, isn't it? That they can kind of just go like, well, you're out, Scott, and, you know, no one's going to respect you enough to fight for you, so...
It's like showing up...
Let's get the next fucking pig in the door.
Yeah, turning the corner on the street and seeing a car accident and one of the vehicles is a Cybertruck. And the guy gets out and starts saying that it's not his fault, but in your mind, you're already like, I know whose fault this is.
Yeah, it's that guy.
Yeah.
It's the guy who bought the Cybertruck. Scott says Disney made the decision without results from a breathalyzer or blood test and did not have any videos of his behavior. he believes the symptoms were caused by a medical condition triggered by red wine.
Yeah, I also have the same condition.
I've got that too.
Me too. It's I drink a bunch of red wine and I'm fucking drunk. Quote, he absolutely was not drunk, Diana Anderson said. You would say that, Diana Anderson. You love the club more than you love your stupid
fucking husband. I'd abandon him immediately if she loves the club. I'd be like, fuck, that sucks. See you later, Scott.
Guess we'll have to probably do something about the marriage, but I think on the other side.
I think if Disney offered her the choice of retaining her membership in the club or divorcing her husband, she would take less than 3 seconds to decide.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Disney.
Quote, I wasn't found to be drunk in the park, Scott Anderson said unreliably. I had a vestibular migraine in the park, which was horrific.
Mm.
You know how having a migraine makes you look drunk?
Yeah.
Look, someone's got to write in and say, actually, I do have vestibular migraines and they make me look sleepy.
$10,000 and you're not allowed to be drunk?
Yeah.
Insane, right? Lucy, I assume you've seen a TikTok or two in your day.
Mm.
I have seen a couple which are like people showing you like their hacks for how to sneak booze into Disney. Have you seen these?
Oh, yeah. There's heaps of that.
Which is, of course, like completely identical to people sneaking stuff into festivals or whatever. It just instead is like a 36-year-old mother with some small children running around the background.
They don't let children into festivals, I suppose, is probably a difference.
That's true.
I guess, yeah, you usually do not have care of a minor when you go to a festival. But yeah,
they sell booze at Knott's Berry Farm. They've just given you like little paper cups full of whiskey or something.
I don't know. Look that up.
Yes. Seems
you can find a menu for Knott's Berry Farm.
Sure.
Theo.
Okay.
I saw a video the other day which was a lady with like, the freezer packs that are like hard blue plastic, but they've got a white screw top thing for the liquid inside them.
Uh-huh.
This lady like emptying the liquid out of those and cleaning them out and then filling them up with like gin and shit and putting them in a cooler and taking that into Disney and then like furtively unscrewing that and topping up her drinks. Like,
yeah, I think you can buy alcohol in there, right? You can just buy a beer.
In Disney, no. Club 33 is the only place that you can buy drinks.
No way. Like, look, it makes sense. All of this makes sense to me from the perspective of a corporation that is, like, aggressively insane about brand management.
That's true.
And that the brand of Disney is the happiest place on earth. And, like, drunk parents being escorted out by security guards doesn't really scream happiest place on earth to me. But, hey, different strokes for different folks. Since then, they have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to get their membership back.
This is insane. Like, how rich are these people?
Send them to prison and take their property, sell their houses, use it for a good cause.
I think these people should be, like, hanged in the streets, just personally. They should have their hands cut off.
Can't hold any red wine now.
They can't hand money over to the Disney Corporation anymore.
Yeah.
This is for your own safety. Fast forward to last week, an Orange County jury rejected their claim that Disney had ousted them improperly. Quote, my head just went down, Scott Anderson said, like I'd had 3 glasses of red wine.
Mm.
The days of Disney VIP experiences and exclusive lounges were over. And they're not even fucking banned from Disney. Although,
they can still go to Disney.
Are they banned from Disney now? Because I feel like Disney would not take kindly to being sued in a court.
Yeah.
They hate it.
Like a casino. I feel like Disney would probably operate in some ways that were quite similar to a casino. If you do things they don't like, they tend to just go, you are banned for life from this casino and also all the other casinos. You know?
Yeah.
According to the Los Angeles Times, an attorney representing Disney said, quote, Club 33 membership guidelines forbid public intoxication. They did not want to pay the consequences of failing to follow the rules. The Andersons believe Club 33 targeted them for retaliation because they had complained about a club member harassing other members and staff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jeffrey Epstein of Club 33.
Mind your own business, Andersons.
Like, it probably is that. But, like, the thing about Disney is they've got better lawyers than you have.
Yeah, their lawyers are so good, dude.
And there's many of them.
Uber lawyers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are so many of their lawyers. You know?
Yeah. If you could walk into a building and get some lawyers, they're not good enough to fight Disney lawyers.
They probably didn't even put the good ones on this, you know?
Yeah, this is probably just easy for them.
If I had spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on a corporation and then they're like, no, you can't spend money here anymore, I would go, you know what? That sucks. But I'm going to find literally any of the other things available in the known universe.
Take my ass down to Warner Brothers Movie World.
Yeah.
I'm going to be spending my money at Warner Brothers Movie World on the Gold Coast.
Check out Research Chemicals.
I'm going to...
Way more fun. and cheaper.
Going to learn to write my kanji.
About $25 a day.
I'm moving to Japan and I'm going to Tokyo Disney every day. You know?
Just go to Tokyo Disney.
Yeah, just go to Tokyo. They probably don't.
I don't.
Have the same blacklist there.
They do have a Club 33 in Tokyo Disney, though.
Oh, there you go. Ooh.
And there's a Club 33 in Shanghai Disney Resort. And there's even additional sets of Club 33 locations at Walt Disney World. Man, you fucked up. You could have been going to all these things. I also don't believe that you are being targeted for complaining about somebody harassing people.
Yeah, they don't care.
I think if there was any validity to that, Disney would have been like, hey, you are also banned, person who is harassing staff. If they're going to throw you out for having the appearance of being somewhat drunk, or in this guy's case, like, I also just don't fucking believe this, dude. I personally think this guy was just drunk.
Okay.
I don't think people who spend this quantity of money and amount of time doing exactly what they want all the time.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think people like that really give a great deal of respect to the idea of what you're not supposed to be doing.
It's kind of fun seeing somebody in real time kind of like butting up against the idea that the world is a cold and uncaring place.
Yeah.
And you're just like a tiny little thing on the surface of an enormous world filled with things that are so much larger than you. You're like, I'm important. I get to go to Disney World and now I can't go anywhere. It's like,
you have hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You could do anything you want.
You could do anything. I don't have $100,000.
I own 3 jet ski dealerships in the Miami-Dade area, and I can go to Disney World as many times as I want.
Ride one of your jet skis. Like,
go to Las Vegas.
Buy
cocaine.
Literally anything else.
You're
like, hey, you guys heard about this Samsara shit? Turns out I can't get off this.
I do enjoy hearing about somebody having their dream crushed into powder in front of their eyes if the dream is fucking stupid.
If it's a dumb dream,
If it's sort of like they've never grown up. If your dream has been judged by me to be incorrect, then I would love to see it get crushed. I'd love to see your dream crushed for you like a Swarovski crystal figure in one of those hydraulic presses right in front of your eyes. You know?
Like someone getting diarrhea from butterbeer.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I thought it was magical. No.
Exactly,
it sucks.
Like that.
And you are just being gutted like the fish you are.
Yeah. You cannot get sucked off by Goofy anymore.
So they believe that they had been targeted by Disney.
Yeah, I think they were too. They were targeted for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
They believe that they were targeted for trying to bring vigilante justice to the club.
You might even call them a mark.
But the Superior Court judge curtailed that line of evidence. Quote, "We were trying to protect the staff and members guests," Diana Anderson said. "Instead, I got terminated." You got terminated?
Yeah.
I got gibbed. I got gibbed at Disney World.
I got insta-gibbed by the Disney Corporation.
Insta-gibbed at Disney World.
Insta-gibbed by Mickey Mouse with an ASMD.
After spending $400,000 on the lawsuit.
Let's just bop this on the head. You shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done that. That was too much money.
$400,000. So up until, let me just check when did it say they got booted? 2017. They have been fighting this shit in court since 2017. They've spent $400,000. They've spent $400,000 in court since 2017, at which time they were spending $125,000 a year annually before that point.
If I had that much money at any time, I would never find me again. I would just be doing literally anything.
It's such a weird, the whole thing, such a fucking weird thing to me as like the concept of a hobby, you know, like,
yeah,
I'm sure there's stuff to do at Disney or whatever. I went to Disney when I was like, I went to the Anaheim Disney when I was like 12, 13.
Yeah, that's the age you're supposed to go.
Yeah, well, on account of it being a thing for children. You know?
Yeah, it's a thing for 12-year-olds. It's a big old world for 12-year-olds.
And like, It was a good time to go because it was, I feel like it was summer in Australia, so it was winter in America, but also it's in California, you know, so who gives a fuck, which meant that there were like very few people at the park. I'm sure that things are very different in the fucking subsequent 30 years or whatever, but like we went and, you know, it was like raining a bit, which meant there were no lines, which is great because I hate lines more than almost anything in the world. Waiting in a line makes me feel like tearing my skin off, you know? Mm. And like, I just can't picture being like, I'm going to go weekly.
Yeah.
I'm going to go every fucking week.
It looks really fun. It looks cool to go to, but I figure that like the 50th visit, it might start to lose some of the magic.
Diminishing returns a little bit. You know, these people who live nearby and they're like, I've seen people talking about having the membership where you can go like all the time and they live and work nearby and they're like, I finish work and I go to Disney and I have a drink and I watch the fireworks at the big castle and all that shit and I do that every day.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I think you should see a therapist maybe.
Yeah.
So after spending $400,000 on the lawsuit, Scott Anderson said, "This case isn't over." Quote, "We are going to continue the fight," he said.
Just stop. You shouldn't. Like sunk cost fallacy. It's not, Disney isn't going to eventually give you all that money back. I don't think they're going to. You're going to lose.
Oh, I'm relying on Disney getting worse in court.
Haven't been devastated by the Disney Corporation. We look forward to giving you more of our money in the future.
Man. You know, sometimes
some real problems.
Sometimes you have two beers and an undisclosed number of glasses of wine and shatter your idiot wife's lifelong dreams. But hey, Pobody's Nerfect. It's time for Pobody's Nerfect.
Pobody's Nerfect. No, no, Pobody's Nerfect. No, whoopsie daisy. Pobody's Nerfect. No.
Just a couple of items before we kick this one off. Number one, how are we going to ever play the Big Egg theme again?
I believe that's an issue for the man who created the Big Egg segment.
Yeah, if you want to keep notes. Up on egg news.
Yeah.
Just
look, we do some...
Just pass it on to Ben.
I think Ben's just got to add
like
egg
an egg
to his RSS.
Yeah, I'll just add it to the watch. Feed and we just won't say anything to him.
To the good news alerts.
Okay. He listens to all of these. He will know by now. He just hasn't messaged me on Discord yet to let me know how funny and cool it was.
I've said this before, and this is just for sometimes I say things for the listeners. This is for one listener.
Yeah.
This is to Ben. If he's listening to this, cut it out. I maintain my position that it's the same thing as coming into the office on your day off. Don't do it. Yeah. What are you doing right now? What are you doing?
Hey, now that that's out of the way. You guys see how Dave Grohl busted Roar and a 20-year-old?
Yeah. Was it a 20-year-old? Do we know that?
Or are we just guessing?
No, she may have been 19 at the time. She's 20 when the baby, so you know.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. So like three-quarters chance kidding? That she was 19 at the time. And the baby's getting his last name too, which rules. That rocks. Good job, Dave.
Here's my impression of Dave Grohl. This feels the best. The best. The best.
Yucky.
And I'm reading in the news that his wife's mad at him for some reason.
His wife's mad.
Why's mad at you for having a 20-year-old baby?
His hot wife's mad.
God damn.
Anyway.
Fucking loser.
Yeah. I've got thoughts about this story. All of them are going to get me in trouble, so let's just get into it. Hey. This is from news.com.au. 24-year-old shocked after twin girls mixed up in hospital.
All right.
How are we feeling about that right out the gate? How are we feeling about the fact that twins are different? That they have like individual souls?
Oh, they don't. No, they don't.
They're one soul.
Absolutely not.
Two bodies.
Yeah. All right. How about this? I think they could do a simple test at the hospital. It doesn't require like DNA or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
If you have the two babies there, and you're saying to yourself, here are my distinct, discrete babies.
Yeah.
You know?
Non-fungible.
Right? Here are my non-fungible, discrete babies. Perfect. I know. I know their souls. Now, if the doctor's holding the two babies and he puts them behind his back.
Yeah.
And he switches them around a couple of times and he pulls one out. If you don't pick that baby correctly, sorry, it doesn't matter.
I don't think you'd know. You're surely getting them mixed up at home.
Yeah.
Right? Well, it depends what style of twin we're talking about. Are we talking about identical
twins? Yeah, it depends on
twins?
Whether they've, like, hole-punched them.
Yeah.
You got to, like, draw, like, permanent marker on one of them or something.
Did you tag that baby?
You got to tag one of those babies or bleach its hair
or
something.
Yeah, little bird tag.
Shave a little notch into one baby's eyebrow. Make it look a bit evil. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Andrew, have you read this story?
I have not.
Okay, you'll enjoy this. A distraught mum has been left in a state of permanent confusion.
Oh, you're right. I do love that when a mother is distraught.
Yeah. After hospital staff mixed up her twins, leaving her unsure which baby is which. Now, if you think any of this is mean-hearted, she went to the news.
Yeah, she
did. Remember, she went to the news.
And I didn't put her picture in here because I thought it was just mean.
Yeah.
Of the mother or?
Of the mother of their babies.
Yeah. Can you describe the mother to me?
British.
Okay.
Like, picture Done. A British woman in your mind.
Yeah, okay. All right. Saffron crisp.
I would eat that.
Yummy.
Yeah.
That sounds like a flavor of gourmet chip that I would buy at the fancy markets once a week, you know?
Just... I need you to hold this whole sentence in your heart for me.
Okay.
Saffron Crisp had carefully chosen the names of her twin girls well before they were born, but her best laid plans were turned upside down when the midwives pulled the wrong baby out first.
Shut the fuck up. What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
That's fucking insane. You are not identifying the individual babies in utero, you psycho.
Okay,
so actually, let me just say, I respect mothers. I think a breastfeeding mother is the most powerful entity in the universe, capable of overcoming the all-seeing eye of Sauron.
We all do. We all do. That should go sight unseen.
Like me when I'm not wearing the ring. I was going to say wearing the ring, but that's when he can see you.
Also, do you believe that the midwives are, like, picking them, like, items from a sushi train?
Yeah, like, I don't think the hospital mixed them up. Like,
if anything, it's your fault for your pussy sorting them wrong.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah, you should have turned them around in there before you pushed them out.
You jiggled them wrong. Yeah, that's that is a fucking crazy thing to assign blame to the hospital for. Oh, my two babies that came out of me happy and healthy. I'm angry about what order you got them out in. I fucking wish I could figure out the logistics of this, right?
Yeah.
Like thinking, I'm assuming I've never carried a baby in my tummy. I guess as your babies are sort of getting to full term, I'm assuming that they're kind of like locked in, one side each kind of thing. Or
even
like,
if you've got one, there's very little, like, there's not really
not a lot of wiggle
anywhere
room
for them to go. Like, as soon as they get head down, that's pretty much it. They're like stuck.
I'm trying to work through it in the sense of.
We'll get a little more into this.
If you have twins, are you like, okay, they're yin-yanging here and this one's always on this side and this one's always on this side and I've fucking picked names and I've decided and assigned some personalities to them?
Yeah, I picked a favorite, for sure.
Well, let's see if you can work out.
I know which one I'm going to love more, yeah.
Given the information that we have available, if there was any way to solve this problem whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
My consultant came in. He said they pulled the wrong baby out first, the 24-year-old said. So
fire the consultant for a start.
Well, I mean, that is that man has to be like a naturopath or something, right? Like, but that's
no doubt. What's a consultant? What the fuck is that?
A consultant, yeah. not from the hospital, I assume.
Not like my doctor.
Yeah, no, I think he works above a news agency.
You know what the problem is? The problem is right there in the start of the sentence. My consultant came in. He said,
yes.
What would he know?
Yeah.
What do you know?
So the wrong baby came out first because the... Sorry. I just realized my error. Mummy, mummy.
So the wrong baby came out first, and because the first baby out is Delilah, the second baby out is Azalea.
The English woman
not
told.
Azalea.
Azalea, sorry.
Yeah, but it English might be pronounced as Azalea. Can I spell it for our beautiful listeners
Please.
Who can't see the text that we are
because
looking at?
You might have some assumptions about how that word is spelled.
You might. A-Z-A-Y-L-A. Azalea. Although maybe, I don't know, if you put like the correct accent over the A at the end, maybe it'd be Azalea, you know?
Labeled baby A and baby B, she called A, Delilah, and B, Azalea, presuming they would be born in that order. Okay, so they've gotten the scans. They're in that order. So she's named them. And then you see what the change might be. And just picture in your mind's eye how it might change the order of what's happening. The confusion started when Saffron, who had been planning for a natural birth, was rushed in for an emergency C-section. She was told that baby A would be born first, but that wasn't what happened. After the birth, Saffron found herself in a mind-boggling situation.
I fucking hate
when she noticed
boggled,
something
man.
Wasn't right. Azela, who had been the larger twin throughout her pregnancy, was suddenly the smaller of the two. She was being told this was Delilah.
I don't, like, my mind's not boggled.
No, my mind's not boggled. There's, like, they two.
They took and a different one that's, baby out first.
Yeah,
one's
first.
Bigger and one
they
is
probably
smaller.
Took the one that was at the top out first, right?
And hey, just for the record, if I'm the dad in the delivery room and they take that baby out, first thing I'm saying, Wagwan Delilah.
But how would you feel if it was actually Wagwan Azela?
It doesn't go the same as the Drake song, you know.
No.
I feel like
do you feel like that maybe you can see a solution to this mystery?
Yeah,
that the
yeah.
The riddle is not, look, like, possibly that difficult to solve?
Imagine that I'm holding my hands out, palm up, like the scales of justice, you know? And in one hand, I'm holding this thought. Shout out to every person who has been through an emergency cesarean.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
That shit is crazy. I saw like a little video the other day that was like somebody using this thing that they use in hospitals to illustrate what's actually happening when a cesarean happens, right? So it's basically like a flip book of carpet samples, you know. So it's a flip book.
I'll allow it.
It's
Go
a flip
on.
Book of all of these like appropriately colored layers of cloth. And the first layer is like your epidermis, you know, the skin on the outside, and it's got a slit in it that way. And then they flip to like, and then there's this layer of subcutaneous fat, and then they flip, and then they flip. And it's just showing you, and also like the direction of the incisions, it's showing you all the layers of your body that are getting cut through.
Yeah.
For them to perform a cesarean. The recoveries.
And it's a big recovery. Fucked. Absolutely. It's
like,
a rough time.
It's some real like Ridley Scott alien shit that is happening to you. I have incredible respect for anybody who goes through that and recovers from it. Diabolical stuff. In the other hand, I am holding the idea that I am mentally powerful enough to say to myself, ah, well, here's the small one and the big one. Let's flip those names around.
Yeah.
Yep. Like it didn't take me very long.
Mm.
Like, in an emergency that they're supposed to pull the one that you wanted out first? Like, no, they're going to just, like, dive on in and save those babies.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to get the babies out and have them be healthy, you know?
Because an emergency section, that's because something like the umbilical cord has wrapped around their neck or something, right?
I think the operative...
Let's stand
the operative
up and
word
clap.
Being emergency.
Yes. No? She said, Twin A was the smaller twin. She was closest to the exit, and we were told Twin A was going to be coming out first regardless. When they pulled the babies out, they just flashed me a quick little look at them over the screen, and then Delilah was slapped off to the NICU.
And I believe they've got a screen there so that you cannot see the gigantic hole in your own abdomen.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. They don't want you to see the butchery that is happening to your body on the other side.
Instead, they are doing a cool puppet show back there.
Yeah. Hey, it's all going well. It's all going well. Don't look over the screen.
Through the whole pregnancy, Azela was my bigger baby, so I was given her, and I thought, oh my God, she's tiny. Like, how small is Delilah gonna be?
Probably Saffron. The size of a guinea pig.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Tiny.
I don't know what to tell you, Saffron Crisp.
Is this average British woman? I don't have anything charitable to say. I just...
Like, is this an object permanence problem?
I'm just picturing that, like, WikiHow picture of, like, the toddler in front of, like, the two flasks and, like, They're like different size ones. They're being poured. Like, it's not that difficult to track. This is not the, you know, this is not the bloody, the jug problem from Die Hard 3.
Yeah.
The big one's still the big one.
They didn't switch them.
they can't. Saffron began panicking as Delilah was supposed to be half the size of Azela. She assumed that the little girl would be in the NICU for a long time.
But when they wheeled Delilah in my room 6 hours later, she was humongous,
she said.
Just switch the names. Just switch the names. They almost definitely haven't done all the paperwork yet. Just
they
switch
don't
the
care.
Names. Just switch
they
the
don't
names.
Care.
They just pulled whatever one they wanted out.
What do you mean, whatever one they wanted out?
Jesus
Christ. They don't. It's not a a la carte menu of baby ordering.
Yeah. And here's the crazy part, right? Here's the crazy part. They could say in the hospital, oh, we've put the wrong names on the birth certificates. You know,
yeah.
This one came out 2 minutes beforehand. Take them home.
Yeah.
Start calling them the other names. No one will ever know, including the hospital.
What you want to do is you want to grab the first birth certificate in your left hand. You want to grab the second birth certificate in your right hand and just, I'm doing this for the camera, but you can yep. imagine in your mind's eye,
flip, flip,
swapping your two hands in the position in this.
Yeah.
And
then,
they just pulled out whatever one they wanted out.
Like for fun, yeah.
Probably out of some sort of malice.
And called her Delilah, but me and my partner looked at them and said, we're not going to swap them back because she and Azela through and through and she is a Delilah.
So it sounded like they knew what they were talking about. Despite the mix-up, Saffron and her partner decided not to switch the names back, even though they couldn't be sure which twin was which.
What do you mean which Eddie twin ball. Was which? What do you... They
and how do you keep track
name,
on day
like,
by
no.
day? Yeah.
You just named them.
And if you don't know, then what's the problem?
There's a big and a small one.
They're just getting swapped randomly, 50-50 all the time. So what's the problem?
You look at them and they just look like their names. And I think even if they come out the right way around, I probably would have switched them.
So what are you complaining about? I switched the name, like, and now I think it's right. Shut up.
Turns out they were right in the first place, and also they saved my baby's life or whatever.
This woman's a silly cunt. Sorry to say. You're a silly bitch.
You don't get,
are you playing
you don't
that?
Get many dozy cows anymore.
She's dozy. It's dozy.
And we want to say we are truly an equal rights podcast. It's legal to be a dozy cow. It's legal to just, you know, be a few band-aids short of a first aid kit.
You can
That's
be
fine.
A dozy sod. It's all right.
It's fine. You know, it's just don't ask if you can speak to the news. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, probably don't like go to
just don't take it to the news.
Don't go to the news. Don't put it in the news that the hospital
if nobody
switched your babies and then you didn't switch them back because you thought what even
if any time
you just really didn't get it.
If any time that like your family and friends or maybe your colleagues at work are trying to solve a problem and none of them ever turn to you and say, Saffron, what do you think?
Yeah.
How should we solve this problem? Like, if that never happens to you, that's fine. But just remember, you probably don't need
we
to talk to the news about
all
anything.
You have to be smart. You can be other things. You can be loving. You can be kind.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You can be funny.
Also, it doesn't matter if twins get mixed up even afterwards. They're like 5 years along. They're the same person. They're the same person.
The same person.
They're the same person. No one knows the difference. They don't have individual thoughts or feelings.
No. The only context where it's going to matter is if maybe like you got naturally impregnated, but also within the same 24 hours, you were like artificially inseminated by a satanic cult that was trying to bring about the birth of the Antichrist.
Yeah, those are fraternal twins, though.
Yeah, yeah, but that's something where, like, you'd want to know George. Which one is which. You don't want to accidentally kill...
Yeah, that's important.
You don't want to accidentally kill Damien with a sacrificial knife and then you're like, that's weird. Nothing's happening.
Did I get the right one?
That's nothing happening.
Yeah, Delilah and Azalea, I don't care.
It's weird. I killed Damien and nothing's happening, but my beautiful, innocent child, Jeffrey, with the red irises, who's chuckling menacingly behind me, he seems to think this is all a bit funny. You know?
Yeah, it's probably something he'd laugh at.
Yeah.
Like the idea.
Classic Jeffrey.
Funny to him.
Saffron crisp. I'm going to be thinking about eating some of those all week long, you know?
Yummy.
Yummy. Thank you to you specifically, the person who is listening to this. Not any of the other people who are listening to it. You are listening to it at a perfectly unique point in time at which no other Bunta Vista listeners are listening to it at this exact moment. Yeah. So you know that we're talking to you. You know that just like Natalie Portman's annoying character in Garden State, that you're doing something completely unique at this exact moment in time.
Haven't seen it.
That's why, please fucking don't. Please don't. God damn, what a crushingly twee piece of filmmaking. God.
Haven't seen it in a long time.
But if anyone's got the edit of the headphone scene where it's just diarrhea noises.
Yeah, that was me doing edits of that.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah. I did one where it was like the Steven Seagal guitar solo.
Oh, absolutely. Got it. You've
can
got
you
it.
Make one where it's Bunta Vista and I'll put it on TikTok?
Yeah. What if it's
the big egg theme?
What if it's the big egg theme? What if it's egg news?
But anyway, you are a perfect, unique snowflake.
Yeah.
Just you, not any of the other thousands.
And
of
if you are one of the other listeners...
No, you're doing your unique bit later. Don't worry about that. But
we'll
We respect you. You are conventionally handsome, unless, you know, you look in the mirror and you kind of know that that's not you, in which case you are unique.
Not just conventionally. You're a little bit ugly, which is what makes you so sexy. You know, you can't be sexy without being like a little bit ugly.
Oh, it's sexier to be a little bit ugly now, you know, like Barry Keoghan's out here fucking Sabrina Carpenter. You know?
Yeah.
Like, and look at that guy. Look at that little weirdo. Okay.
Yeah.
Bloody good
on
him.
When he had that little dot of piss on the photo.
He's got his little dot of piss. He's left his...
We really let that fade away. He pissed himself.
And it was like... But don't forget that was like his pitch of being the next James Bond as well.
Yeah, he posted that with the piss on his pants from his penis.
Little piss.
Maybe he was trying to illustrate the fact that James Bond has a fucking lot going on.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't
James
have time
Bond,
to be shaking it out.
Sometimes James Bond's going to have a little dot of piss on his board.
That's why he wears
shorts.
The black tux all the time. You know? You got to keep the black suit pants on in case, as usually happens, you get attacked by an assassin at the urinal. You know?
Look, getting absolutely devastated with a big wet rope. It's gonna damage some stuff down there.
Mm,
you're not gonna have the control you used to.
Poor James Bond and his crushed urethra.
Like, you know how in like Skyfall and the later ones where it's like James Bond is now like he's like a damaged man. And, like, you just track all the damage back to him getting smashed with the rope.
He's never been quite the same since. Haunted look in his eyes, kind of gray complexion, you know?
Yeah.
Folks, that is an episode of the podcast Bunta Vista. Thank you so much. We respect you. We think you are a good person. We think your family is deeply proud of you, even if they never say it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And if they're not, I am.
That's right. They're not. We are. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.